This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1604, How to Take the Reins in an English Conversation.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In today's episode, we talk about how and when to take control in a group English conversation to move from the vague and superficial to the specific. Listen in today for this super high-level English skill. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, doing great. How are you? What's going on?
I am good. I'm excited for today's episode. We're really going to give our listeners a good strategy for today.
Yeah, because I know what our listeners want to do is to be able to understand and, again, take control when it's the right moment in a group conversation, right? It's easy when it's one-on-one, but what about when you're in a group?
Exactly. I mean, Lindsay, when a new topic is started in conversation, right? Like maybe it's the first topic, right? Maybe people are just kind of getting started with the conversation. Right. I mean, do you think people always get into it immediately or is there some back and forth at first? Like if a new topic is introduced?
Yeah. Well, I think if it's the beginning of a conversation, there's usually small talk, right? Yeah. So, hey, how's it going? Weather is a common topic. Even with us, when we get together to record conversations and coffee, right? We have some small talk at the beginning, sort of.
It's like, right? It's like a workout, you know, like you don't just go right into the high intensity workout right away. You have to warm up. I mean, it's the same idea.
Yeah, exactly. But then at some point, someone has to jump in and, as we say, take the reins. Mm-hmm. What are the reins? What does that mean, Michelle? The reins.
It's like on the horse, right?
To drive the horse, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's you're taking the control, right? So, yes. I mean, this is, you know, about speaking and listening. So, guys, this is really about, like, listening for that moment when you can jump in if you want to be the one that's going to take control. I mean, this also makes me think of, like, jump roping. You know, you ever see, like, on the playground, it's like when two people are doing the bigger one and you have to think about when you can actually jump in.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. And this is hard. I bet a lot of our listeners struggle with this online, even in their native languages. So if we're on a Zoom call and there's five of us in the room, it can be hard to know when is the right time, when is everyone ready to jump in, right? Mm-hmm. And to be that person to take the reins, not to mention in another language, in English.
Right. And I mean, you have to know when with the jump rope, right? It can be a little bit dicey, like, I don't want to get hit in the face with the jump rope. So, you know, you have to really like stay in tune, kind of focus and know when it's a good time to make that jump, make that leap. So, guys, today you are going to hear a clip from a fast group conversation about first memories. And this, guys, is from our Conversations and Coffee program. So, Lindsay, tell us about that.
Yeah, guys, I mean, this is helping you to reach that 99% level of fluency. It's about listening to fast group native conversations and being able to listen, understand, and participate. So you get weekly fast listening quizzes, and it's the four of us that are in these conversations, talking on top of each other, interrupting each other. It's real native conversation, also about interesting things, right? We've talked about aging and plastic surgery lately, about pets, about, we haven't done the death penalty yet. That's the first thing that came to mind for some reason, but I think we will.
It's funny, sometimes we'll have some really, really heavy topics and we have some lighter topics.
Lighter
so we
ones,
like to mix
popcorn,
it up.
Right? Popcorn style, yes. Buttered popcorn. That means that just asking each other random questions. Guys, it's really fun. So go to allearsenglish.com/fast to subscribe to that program. Right, Michelle?
Okay, awesome. And guys, you'll get to hear a little clip of it today. So like we said, this was an episode we did talking about first memories. And there are multiple speakers. Mm-hmm. I believe there were four of us in this one. And this is, you know, key, right? To be able to know when to take the reins and when to jump in. So guys, we're going to play the clip in just a second. But when you listen, here is your strategy. So just think, what happens? The first thing is, what happens before someone dives in? Who dives in first? And what do they say to dive in? Right? Okay. So again, what happens before someone dives in? Who is it? And what do they say to dive in? Okay?
Okay, let's go ahead and listen now. And then we'll come right back, guys, to go over the answers. So a fun little exercise on today's episode.
Yes. Hello, guys. How are you?
Great.
Fantastic.
Hello, doing good.
How are you?
I'm good. You know what? I have a terrible memory, and we're going to be talking a little bit about remembering things from our childhood today. Do you guys remember a lot about your childhood?
Nope.
I do not.
I don't know. It's hard to know what everyone else remembers, so I'm not sure how it compares.
That's true.
Sometimes I feel like I remember something, but then I'm like, am I just remembering a photo I've seen?
Right, or is that actually
a memory?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Do you remember the actual thing, or are you just kind of remembering when your mom told you that it happened?
Exactly. There are some
people, like my mom, who remember absolutely everything.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
I know.
Really? My mom is like, I don't know, 60, whatever. I never remember how old she is. She's like stuck at age 45 in my brain for some reason,
totally.
Even though I'm already 41. But my mom will be like, oh, well, when I was 2, you know, and I was with my sister or whatever. And it's no lie. Like, she really remembers this stuff.
She remembers. Interesting.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I know. I have family members like that as well, but I have a terrible memory. I've had situations where friends are telling me about things I used to do, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you remember more about me than I remember about me.
Okay, Michelle, so we are back, right?
Yes, we are. We are back. Let's get into it. I mean, so the first question that I had told you guys to think about was, what happens before? So, I mean, well, in the beginning, of course, there's a lot of, hi, how are you, blah, 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 you know, the small talk, the warm up. And then the question is post. And the question is, do you guys remember a lot about your childhood? Right. And then kind of so I it was I believe I said, do you remember a lot about your childhood? And then we kind of had, oh, nope, I do not. Some, I don't know, you know, like a little bit, like very little short answers and kind of talking over one another. And that's totally normal. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I would say it's kind of like just feeling it out, giving a good sense of what people are going to say. Because I think sometimes when you're talking in a group, I mean, we are human beings. We want to know what other people are going to say and how much detail we're going to give. Like, how intimate are we going to be here? Right.
That's true. I mean, you know, and it would also be a little bit weird, actually, if like, the question is asked and then just one of us is like, well, this is my story.
Right. And the person talked for like 3 minutes. That would be. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but it is kind of this, especially, I mean, this is different than a one-on-one conversation, Lindsay. I mean, when with multiple speakers, it's like, okay, well, you know, and we have this a lot with the group conversation. Like, who's, all right, who's going to be the one to, you know, really strike at the question and get to it?
Yeah, that's true. Do you think this is a personality thing, or do you think it's just dependent on who's there?
or the topic, Michelle?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I mean, there are some like I remember we were recording yesterday and for some reason, like, and maybe one of the first ones, like, it seemed like other people had a lot more experience with it. So, like, I realized that I was like laying a little bit low, and then I jumped it more. But like I had to listen a lot first to really think, like, okay, well, how am I going to fit myself into this conversation? And guys, this is what you know, you have to think about these kinds of things too. So obviously my personality is I like to talk, but like, I'm not gonna just do it unless I really have something to say. So was like doing a little bit more listening.
And I think that we get better and better at that as we get older. I was on a business meeting today, like a business meeting with other entrepreneurs. And I noticed that we were working on solving one person's problem, right? Mm-hmm. And the other two had fantastic answers and ideas. And I was like, wow, I need to up my game here. So I waited a bit to understand what they were saying and to really think, okay, where can I add value? What could be my unique addition here? Don't just speak because you feel like you have to speak. I guess that's kind of more of an American thing, though, to do, isn't it?
Yeah. There is definitely like a whole thing where sometimes you feel like someone's just talking because they like to hear the sound of their own voice.
Ooh, yeah, and that's not good. But I always hear the voice in my head like, I haven't spoken yet. Why haven't I said anything? I have to add value. That is so cultural. And in a sense, I kind of I hate that about our culture, about what I've learned, how I've been socialized, that I feel like I have to talk all the time.
It's also like when you think about in class, you know, class, it's because we put such a emphasis on like class participation.
Oh my gosh. That was huge in school, at least in my school and public schools. There was always a class participation grade. Yeah. And I think I must have developed a complex over it.
Yeah. No, I sometimes, and I don't always feel like this, but when there is the pressure, you know, like I remember in class, I would kind of shut down because I would get nervous, you know, and then there were people that were so comfortable talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this happened to me even in graduate school, like as late as, you know, 7, 8, 10 years ago, like I felt like I really needed to be speaking in every class. Like I had to say something even when I didn't have a lot of value to add, but I would tend to stay quiet and then wait until I had something to say. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, it is okay to be more comfortable with that silence. But if you do have something to say, like in this conversation, you know, it is good to then say, okay, well, I got it. Like, I'll mm-hmm. be the one to like, I'll bite. Like, I'm going to be the one to say I'll more. Bite.
Take the bite, right? Yeah. No, this is great. So someone has to do it. Hopefully it's someone who has more competence or experience in an area, right?
Right. Exactly. So like, so you said, oh, I don't know. It's hard to know what everyone else remembers. So I'm not sure how it compares. And then Jessica said, that's true. Aubrey mentioned a little bit. And then I, you know, I asked a little bit more of a question. So these are some of the things that were happening before. Right. And then, you know, I said, do you remember the actual thing or do you just kind of remember? Right. So we're kind of like dancing around it, trying to get a little bit deeper. Right. We're not quite there yet, because sometimes the first question is like a little bit cold. I mean, this is also just a yes or no question. Do you guys remember a lot about your childhood? Right. And that's fine to start the conversation, but it's kind of like a like cold and we have to get like warmer until we can get into it.
Yeah. So someone has to start to be more specific, right, in their answer.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think it was Jessica. I mean,
Because
she said, and then, okay, so I think it was Jessica. And then what does she say to dive in was my other question. I mean, first she changes things up. So she kind of like primes the rest of the group by going deeper. She's not just scratching the surface. She's getting really deeper here. She says, there are some people like my mom who remember absolutely everything. And then, you know, she, you know, we talk a little bit more. Oh, wow. And she really gets into it and kind of talks about something more specific.
Yeah, exactly. So she says, my mom is like, I don't know, 60, whatever, right? I never remember how old she is. And then she kind of talks about how her mom remembers things, right?
Right.
The best way to get comfortable in fast group English conversations is to listen to them often and then test your understanding. You can do this weekly with our Conversations and Coffee program. So sign up now at allearsenglish.com/fast. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
And then that kind of was like a slight change. And there's some feedback, and she goes into more information about her mom. And then I come in, and now I'm able to relate to Jess. But now the conversation is really started, I feel. Like, I feel like there was a lot of warm-up, and now, you know, I said, oh, yeah, I have family members like that as well, but I have a terrible memory. And then, you know, so, but Jessica was, like, the first one to kind of change things up a little bit to give us that opportunity to get deeper.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, Michelle, why do we need to know about this for listeners when they're learning this, learning English, learning how to have that native level of fluency? Why do we need to know this?
Yeah, guys, I mean, you need to know when it's a good time to jump in. I mean, you don't... It's funny because I wrote here, you don't want to sit on the sidelines. But in this conversation, now that we're talking more deeply about it, I mean, it is okay to sit on the sidelines and to answer with a couple words here and there and to listen. Yeah. But and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I don't think you want to do it all the time. I do think it's good to, like, you know, pitch in and have a conversation. I mean, I think especially in the workplace, I mean, sometimes we need to show our value by talking and, you know, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. But I think it's also important to understand this general order. You know, you don't want to jump in too soon. You don't want to be in too late. You know, you kind of have to find that opportunity.
Kind of understand a bit about who else is speaking and what the value is that you can add, right? Know when you have something really valuable or interesting to say, and maybe you have more competence on a topic, that would be where you would take the reins. But if you don't necessarily, or it's just very broad and general answers you have, kind of sit back a little bit. I mean, this is so cultural too, Michelle.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, this is really so important for listening. I mean, listening to others will allow you to get that feel. Like, it's just that feeling like, okay, I can do it, right? Yeah. Allow you to know when to jump in. So this is about speaking, you know, in the way of, oh, what are you going to say? But it's really about listening because, you know, it's whether you are the one who's going to control some, you know, the conversation because you hear something someone else says, you know, that means that it's a perfect time for you to speak.
Yeah. And we know that, you know, for all of our listeners, there may be a moment when you're thinking, I have value to add here. There's always that decision you have to make to jump in.
Yeah.
Right. And that can be really hard. But once you make it a habit, like build the habit, and then you'll become much more confident when you're doing it.
Right. Exactly. And like a good way to practice is, you know, in real conversations or with conversations and coffee, whatever you're listening to, listen for opportunities that you can go deeper. So maybe someone goes a little deeper and then you're like, oh, okay, I got this, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe you notice people start speaking for longer lengths of time. You know, once you start noticing that things are getting longer, these are great clues that it might be time for you to consider chiming in if you feel comfortable, if you feel like you have that value to add in that situation and about that topic.
Yeah. And like I said, this can be harder when you're online, when you're in a Zoom room. Oh my gosh, it's hard to get those cues. I struggle with that. I feel like it's so much easier in person because you can see the body language. You just know based on someone's body language when someone else is about to speak up. So I find myself on Zoom like speaking at the same time as other people.
Yeah.
Do you have that? Or is that just me? Am I losing my social skills? I don't know.
No, well, I mean, but even sometimes, like, there can sometimes be audio glitches or, like, like that. And, it, you know, you might mishear something or I don't know. Mm-hmm. No, you're I understand you, Lynn. But, like, as far as the speaking goes, guys, don't be afraid to be the one that takes things deeper. Maybe you listen for an opportunity. Oh, like how Jessica ended up talking about her mom and her mom's memory. Like, maybe you're like, oh, like, maybe this isn't exactly what the question was, but this is like a cool direction to take this conversation in, you know, to get it out of like the more superficial discussion, but deeper. Yeah. So, I mean, why not be the first? I mean, maybe you just think, oh, well, this makes me think of something else. And, you know, you want to wait for people to say something, you know, if they're in the middle of, hi, how are you? Or like, yeah. Or, oh, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. You know, you want to give people a chance. But, you know, we can talk more about this in a future episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking to a student last week, and that makes me think of this because it's like a lot of our listeners, our students will say that, you know, the conversation goes out of control and they lose control. They can no longer understand because it goes in different directions, right? But what if you guys were the ones to take that control, mm-hmm. right? Like, what if you were the ones to take the reins mm-hmm. and control the conversation from the start? And then you're already starting with this sense of confidence. Right. Mm-hmm. And then you're able to listen better because the brain is looking for the information. It's a positive cycle. Right. So that would be another reason to not feel kind of stuck in a conversation.
Right.
You know, you are taking that control.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I love it. Oh, my gosh. Well, guys, this has been a very, very interesting discussion today. And I mean, fast group conversations can be tough when a new topic is introduced, you know, and you want to think about how to join the conversation more deeply after a period of time. Today, we went over some strategies for both listening and speaking. But you guys practice listening to group conversations and take note of like, how do people jump in a deeper way after the introduction? And remember, guys, Lindsay, where can they go to get more from our Conversations and Coffee program?
Yes, guys, to sign up today, go to allearsenglish.com/fast, FAST, and sign up for the weekly subscription. You get that fast English listening quiz every single week. Such a good way to make sure you maintain the skills, Michelle.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh, okay, Lindsay. Well, this has been fun, and we will talk to you guys on the next one.
All right. Sounds good, Michelle. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.